The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and our guest, I looked at the email wrong. It's next week. So we'll talk about trout stocking second hour next week. We're talking about hunting and fishing the great outdoors right now, whatever you want to talk about. We're here. We're giving away a muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. CVA.com is where you'll find all the muzzleloaders. And you know what? Chesapeake Outdoors has CVA muzzleloaders as well, one of our sponsors. So if you want to see the lineup and all the accessories down there, you can do that as well. So CVA muzzleloader, here's how you enter. You call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. If you're on a landline, you're outside of Baltimore dialing area, you know, anywhere in Maryland, you can call in. And Chris will take your call. He'll record your name and your phone number on a list. At the end of the month, everybody on the list gets a ticket matched to their name, you know, with a number on it. We put the tickets in a hat. We, you know, mix them up. Somebody draws a name, and that person wins a nice new CVA muzzleloader, absolutely free, shipped right to their home from CVA. So that's how that works. Now, the only caveat, is that the word you used? The only condition is you have to go on the air. Call in, name a number, go on the air, say hi. That's all you have to say. Hi, Alan. Just want to get in the contest. I'm fine with that. Just like to know you're out there, and then you can go about your day. But if you want to win the muzzleloader, we make it tough on you. Got a call. 410-922-6680. You can also go online if you want to email me, subject line muzzleloader, or as one of our listeners, who shall remain nameless, said, me, 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 enter me, please. That was the subject line. The guy always cracks me up anyway. So... Oh, my goodness. Am I getting a phone call? Oh, no. What am I getting here? Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Here's a mobile number. Did you know Robert Mitchum had a house in Trap back in the 70s? They subdivided it. My uncle was one of the first to buy a lot and put a house on. Good fishing and hunting. Yeah, I got that. Is this Frank? I don't know who this is. This number doesn't look right. But whoever it is, send me your name. Whoever just texted me. About Robert Mitchum. Okay. I think the coffee's starting to kick in. I'm feeling a little energetic here. By the way, the house is on the market. Thank goodness. 11:30 Thursday night. Got an email from the realtor. House is listed. So it's on the market. Nice place on Baltimore County. What an endeavor to get that thing emptied out. Get the 29 years of stuff in the house out into the pods and into three loads in the pickup truck and two loads to storage and, you know, all the stuff that came out of the house, all the furniture that went was given away and some of the collectible stuff was sold and, you know, well, there wasn't any yard sale or anything like that. We just loaded it up and we're hauling it down to Easton. So that's how that's going to work. Here's Wayne in Bowley's Quarters. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Great, great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
Well, first off, I did want to get into the muzzle loading contest.
All right, you're there. That. Yep.
And I do have one question. I live on the water.
Yep.
I have my pier and everything. My grandkids go out there, all under 16, and go fishing.
Right.
In fact, they're a bunch of little guys. So when their dads go out there, I actually got stopped by DNR.
I'm sure.
Came over, tied up to the pier, and wanted to see their registration. Now, I heard that they had to register with the DNR. It didn't cost anything, but you got to get a card or something.
If you have a pier and you have a crab pot on your pier, yes, you must register.
Really? Even if you're fishing and
do you have a crab pot overboard on your pier?
No, absolutely not.
Then there's no reason for anybody to see a registration.
Really?
Not to my knowledge, no. Why would they?
Well, it's true. I don't know why this guy came over. I mean, we live right across from the police station.
Okay. So what was he doing? What was he trying to prove?
I have no clue. He just came out there. My son was out there with his kids, my grandchildren.
Right.
And he said, "Are you fishing?" He said, "Well, the kids are. I'm just helping them out here." "Well, you need a registration card. Can I see your registration?"
What?
"No, I don't have any registration card." That's what he wanted to see. I mean, he didn't issue any citations or anything, but, you know, little on the nasty side, a little attitude, but I couldn't figure out what was going on with it, you know.
And no wonder the NRP gets a bad rap from the citizens of Maryland. You know, they are the DNR to most people, the Natural Resources Police.
Right.
They're the ones that the public interacts with. They don't interact with the people that we deal with at TAWS. You know, they don't interact with the people in Wildlife and Heritage in the offices and the directors and the deputy directors and the associate directors and the whatever. You and your family had an interaction with the Natural Resources Police, and here you are calling me, telling me on public airwaves that the Natural Resources Police came over and was insistent that your son have some type of registration card. Couldn't tell him what it was or how to get it, did he?
No
information. Just, you have to comply to our rules. That's just nonsense to me.
And
you know what? There's no bigger fan than the Natural Resource Police than me. I mean, my organization, sure, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the organization I'm executive director and founder of, supported the NRP in trying to keep their helicopter from being cut in the budget. We've requested the governor increase funding to DNR. We're no bigger supporter than the Natural Resources Police and the Maryland Hunting Coalition. But that kind of behavior is just, you know, that's where they get the bad rap. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. But what I really didn't understand is you got a bunch of 4 and 5 year olds, 2 or 3 of them on there, and you're baiting hook for them.
Right.
You know, he wasn't fishing, you know, he's just helping the kids.
Yep. You're right.
I was just wondering. I didn't think I was wrong in him not needing anything.
I don't think you were. But you know what? We've got NRP guys listening. And if they can explain this by email or phone call, we'll be more than glad to listen to them. What kind of registration does a guy need to help his 2 and 3 year olds go fishing off Grandpap's pier?
Exactly.
Insane. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mike in Severn. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Oh, I was just calling for the muzzleloader contest, and I just wanted to say that I'm a new hunter this year, and got my first deer Thursday night, and what a feeling it was.
What'd you get?
I got a nice doe, about 110 dressed.
Nice. Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Well, you know, Mike, we do have Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com. And Kel Buck, more than glad to score it for you in the novice division.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. Yeah, I got the farm I hunt on. He's seen a bunch of 8-pointers and a 12-pointer in the back of his land.
I wouldn't tell anybody where that was, but go get him, buddy. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Mike, congratulations. Thanks. There he goes. George in Sykesville. How are you, George?
All right, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm just calling to get to the contest.
Okay, you're in.
All right.
All right, thanks.
I've been seeing some deer on the side of the road.
Yeah, me too.
They're coat is like really dark gray, like almost black. Is that, or is shed, are they shedding or something?
Well, no. What happens this time of year is that the transition takes place between the winter coat and summer coat. Summer coat is kind of a reddish, thin hair, densely packed, and short. And quite frankly, a deer's coat in the summer has three times as many hairs as it does in the winter. It's more densely packed, primarily to keep insects off and to keep the animal cooler, you know, the hair shorter. In the wintertime, they regrow a new coat. That coat is fascinating. The hair is hollow on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's a denser coat, but there's less hair because the hairs are bigger around and filled with air. That's what allows these animals to thrive in cold climates.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is a transition from summer coat to winter coat.
That's what I thought.
And when I mentioned earlier about the warm weather, you know, these deer are now they're wearing an insulated jacket. You know, rather than that short hair. And, you know, it's like having a crew cut and having a full head of hair. You know, the crew cut keeps you cool, but you put that full head of hair on, you go out in 80 degrees, and now all of a sudden you're sweating, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Chris doesn't have to worry about that. But
it was real dark gray.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, all right, George.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Very good. Getting some entries online. So there we go. Just want to reply that they're in. And 410 WCBM 680. Let's keep it going. All right. Who's this? Oh, there's Frank. Okay. Got it, Frank. Yes. Oh, my. All right. Yikes. Thinking of you, buddy. I'll talk to you shortly. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Do we need to tell the folks about some of our sponsors, Chris? What do you think? I think that's a great idea. Talked to my buddy Dave Levy yesterday. He's making a lot of dough. Of course, he owns Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. He serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. on Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but he has some of the best delicious and fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm in Route 50 headed to the deer stand or the duck blind. Nope, I'm a patient man, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. Boy, that's good stuff. I just look for the big donut on the side of the baker. It's a big donut, chocolate-covered donut with sprinkles on it.
Are you sure it's a donut and not everybody's stomach sticking out because of all the food they
eat?
It
could be somebody's stomach sticking out, but hold on, let me look. Nope, no sprinkles on that. Sorry. Where was I before I was so callously interrupted? I just look for the big donut on the side of the building, and from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch as well. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. Trained chefs, they really are. Not trained chefs. They don't work on a train. They've been trained. They've been schooled, edumacated, and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Big donut on the side of the building. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. 0199. Catonsville Line X. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line X.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Take it easy, baby. Little Tom Petty there, American Girl. What did you say it was from Silence of the Lambs? In the movie. Somehow I kind of remember that. Creepy movie, though. Yes. I eat his liver with a fine Chianti and fava beans. Let's talk to Paul in Middle River. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. What's
First
up? Well, congratulations. Thank you. We'll ring the welcome bell if we had one.
Okay. I listen. I go down to my cousin's farm on the Eastern Shore almost every Saturday.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And because he's building a new chicken coop and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, my question is, I'm 70 years old. I've been hunting all my life.
Right.
I have a few handguns I inherited.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you think it's worth my while to try and get a carry permit in this state.
Yes, actually, I do. You got to jump through a lot of hoops, but I think you'll be successful with that.
Oh, okay, because I've never been in trouble. I've always tried to do the best thing. Like I said, as a small age, my whole family respected guns and taught
sure.
us to respect them. So that's the question. I enjoy listening to the show, and I'd like to get in on the black powder thing.
Sure. Well, you're in. I guess if you talked to Chris already, you are in.
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
Gave me a name.
Got it.
Keep up the good work, because I'll tell you what, in this day and age, yours is one of the more fascinating shows to listen to.
Oh, we just try to entertain, educate, and, inform. That's all we try to do here.
Well, if the whole country needs to listen to your show, because then maybe there wouldn't be so much baloney about banning guns.
You're right. And if I can find this, I saw this yesterday, Thursday, Friday. There it is. Hang on there just a second, if you would. All right. In wake of all this turmoil this week, and we're not getting into it, but I will say this. This is something I learned yesterday, and kind of slipped under the radar. On Thursday, the District of Columbia quietly announced they would not be appealing their loss of a concealed carry case that struck down the needs-based concealed carry permit requirement in Washington, D.C. Quote, We believe the city was under intense pressure to take the hit and not appeal the ruling by the U.S. District Court of Appeals, said Second Amendment founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb. If the district had lost the case before the high court, it would have dealt a fatal blow to similar requirements in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and New York, for example, and their prospect had anti-gun politicians in those states quaking in their shoes.
I love it because I just got my latest issue of American Rifleman.
Right.
And there was an article about that particular case.
Right.
And I've been following that because, like I say, where I live right now, I don't want to go into detail, but
right.
Crime has really risen.
No doubt.
And we are in the process of looking for a place on the shore.
Sure. I got it. Well, thank God I'm down there. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm heading to Ingleside.
So. Okay, well, we're in Easton, so, but it's very interesting because, you know, D.C. planned on appealing that case to the Supreme Court, and as is brought out here, they just said we quit. They did not want D.C. to be the ones to lose that case. Because of these other states, so that's why they just basically said we quit. I mean, it's a win, but it's also, damn, I wish they'd have gone to the Supreme Court. You know,
yeah, because then we could go to Maryland and say, look, pal.
Yeah, right. Yep.
You know,
yep.
Great. I appreciate that info because I've got my eye on a new Taurus and something to keep around the house.
Gotcha. Hey, this day and age, brother. As I say just about every show, get out, stay out, you know, stay safe and protect yourself. So
exactly. Well, I appreciate taking my call.
You got it, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye. Phil in Elkridge. Good morning, Phil. How are you, sir?
Morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Can't complain.
Hey, just called in and tell you I really enjoy your programming. Every Saturday morning when I'm driving down the road, that's what I tune in. Got a lot of good information out. I really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you for that. I'm glad you're in the contest. And that do it for you?
Yeah, that'll do it for me. Have a great one now. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Phil. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I just got a text from a listener. Said, all the police wanted to see when I got my carry permit were cash deposits and receipts. When I did my state police interview, he even counted the money I had in my wallet. At the carry permit course, they said, don't waste your time unless you're in business. Pretty sad. Well, that could be one person's opinion, but I think the carry permit thing has loosened up a little bit. You just got to be persistent in it. That's all. Just be persistent. That's all I'm saying. Thank you for that, Fred. I appreciate that. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. How about if I tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors? Why not? While we're waiting for another call to come in, Chesapeake Outdoors is ready for muzzleloader season. I mean, they've been cranking on the bow season thing. There's no question about it. And, you know, rut's coming up here in about a month. Sick of deer are already rutting, already bugling, screaming in the marsh, answering calls and that type. I mean, you know, coming to calls and that type of thing. It's already happening. So, you know, if you need a new bow, Matthews, Chesapeake Outdoors is a place to go. If you'd like to have a crossbow, they carry Mission, 10-Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, Barnett, and the brand-new Raven, if you want to take a look at that. And, of course, if you want a deal on a bow, the Hoyt bows are still all on clearance prices. This is a Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they do carry muzzleloaders, CVA primarily, some Thompson Centers, but their accessories tend to all go towards CVA. They have a complete wall of muzzleloader accessories down there. And of course, they have all the powders and pellets and bullets and primers and that type of thing. So that's what you want. Full line of clothing, too, from Banded, Under Armour, and others, and boots as well. Waterfowl, calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, you name it. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, because they have all the fall fishing stuff, too. Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road exit. Kent Island, right off, right across the Bay Bridge, not far, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. If you've never been there, you owe it yourself to Gwen and take a look at their great selection of stuff.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, dry weather to get us started this weekend and warm. Our high today, 84 degrees, but Nate's down in the Gulf of Mexico making landfall later tonight east of New Orleans. We bring moisture into our forecast for Sunday and Monday. Could see several inches of rain, and that will be tomorrow and Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, you know, we talked about crossbows earlier, and the Bear, new Bear brand of crossbows, the Bear X crossbows is what they're called, are available at Clyde Sports Shop, along with Thompson Center muzzleloaders and the Remington Ultimate Muzzle Loader. Now, you want to see that one, too. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of their Browning firearms as well. It's the BPS Pump Shotgun. Listen to this now. If you like a pump shotgun action, I have several. The 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models are available. That's six different models there. 12 and 20-gauge rifle barrel deer models are available, too, for a pump shotgun. So, there you go. What is that? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, good folks at Battery Warehouse. I was in the middle of Clyde's commercial and stopped because somebody's ringing my phone from North Carolina, South Carolina, where it's from. Let's see. Where is it from? I don't know. Anyway, the phone went off, and I stopped and looked at the phone and just forgot I was in the middle of the commercial. But, hey, I was talking about the BPS pump shotgun. Bottom ejection, that's the main thing. You know, with bottom ejection, you're not going to be shooting, you know, empty shells out the side and hitting your guy beside you in the duck blind in the side of the face. So it's always good to take a look at the BPS pump when you're in the market for a pump shotgun. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street, 'cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Sing it, Merle.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
All right. Thanks, Merle. Goodbye. William, holding long enough. Good morning, William in Dundalk. How are you this morning?
Oh, how you doing, Mr. Allen?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
What's up?
Nice to talk to you, son. I just like that record.
Hey, there you go.
Haggard.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Yeah. I just want to call in, you know, give my name for the rifle if I can.
Okay, you're in.
Hey, just, I guess a couple of weeks back was a dead rat in the alley where I live.
Uh-huh.
And we're riding with my wife, and we're coming down the alley. And guess what was eating the rat? A buzzard.
Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
She said to me, she said, what is that thing? I said, it's a buzzard.
Yeah. Well,
I said, what? I said, yeah, see the red head on it? It's a buzzard. He put the dead rat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the close side, though, I can see them at that dump down on Plaska Highway.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe they fool around.
Oh yeah, they're opportunistic. They look for road kills. If I got time, I'll explain the relationship between the turkey vulture and the black buzzard. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, symbiotic relationship. Thanks, William. You have a wonderful day.
Bye
bye. And Tom in Cecilton, and then Bob in Owings Mills. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for calling. How you doing up there in Cecilton?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Good, good. You hunting today?
I am not.
Ah.
Okay. I am actually working.
In business for yourself, huh?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 24/7. You'll find that out. What's going on?
Nothing. I hadn't called in a long time. And
No. But
I thought I'd ring your bell. And
nice to hear you.
Upper Bay Gun Club is getting geared up for the hunting season.
Yep. Have any hunters in the deer woods yet?
We do have a couple in the woods today, as a matter of fact.
Got it. Good, good. Yep. We got to get up. I got to catch up with you too here real soon. So it's just been hectic. We're selling the house, and that was an ordeal. And then went this week up to Deep Creek to do some wedding stuff and finalize some plans up there. So, you know, just been rolling, man. Just been busy. Haven't spent much time doing what I need to do, and I've only been in the woods once. So,
well, get your butt up here, and we'll get you in the stand.
I plan on doing that. So, very good. I'm glad everybody.
I did get in on the muzzleloader raffle.
Beautiful. Good.
And if I am lucky enough to win, I'm going to donate that back to the Hunting Coalition.
That'd be great. So I'm guessing you got my email the other day.
I did.
Okay, cool.
I did. And I know you don't get a chance to plug the Hunting Coalition enough on your show, and I just wanted to, you know, put a word in and let everybody that's out there listening today, if you're not a member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, you need to be, because we are the voice of the hunter in the state of Maryland.
In Annapolis, where it counts. Exactly. Yep. You know, we had our summit here 2 weeks ago. The summit summary is available.
I got that.
Yep. And we're doing the work of doing the work of the 80,000 hunters out there, that the voice that they would like to have in the General Assembly. Of course, anybody can. All you got to do is show up. But you know, we're interacting with wildlife officials all the time. We're interacting with members of the General Assembly, and it takes money to run this organization. We made a political contribution to a key senator this week, and
Go
ahead.
We have probably the best advocate working for us there in Annapolis, and we just need to keep the ball rolling. And
exactly.
We need more members. We need more members.
And, you know,
people. We need some money.
We need some members. Look, there's two raffles online right now. One of them is for a BPS 12 gauge shotgun. It's a Ducks Unlimited, limited edition, beautiful firearm, beautifully engraved firearm. The tickets are $50 a piece, you know, and we're only selling 100 tickets, okay? There's also a raffle on there called the Hunter's Choice. We're giving stuff away on Thanksgiving. You can win a beautiful PSE bow. You can win a crossbow from Parker, or you can win a .22 rifle. And pictures of all of that stuff, you know, pictures say are 1,000 words. It's a beautifully engraved wild boar .22. It's a Ruger that was done by the Talo company. And just go on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And, you know, we had 24 people at our summit from all around the state, all different walks of life. I mean, people from bow hunters and, you know, the independent clubs and just, you know, deer cooperators and, you know, waterfowlers, guide services and rabbit hunters. They were all there at our summit, all invited. And, you know, we talk to the leaders of the hunting community here in Maryland. We let them know what's going on. We have all those leaders as our advisors. And, you know, all that's on the website. And we're the only ones doing it. Because I'll tell you one thing, this lawsuit in Montgomery County is going to be crucial to the future of bow hunting here in Maryland. And people better start paying attention. And I'm not chiding anybody. I'm just putting the word out. You better pay attention. So,
well, I think there's a lot of people that don't even know what's going on.
They don't. That's right.
Friends on the left are keeping it hush hush until until they can get it into court and get it through.
Well, it's been heard. We're waiting for the judges to rule. It's been appealed, and basically, Tom, and I'm sorry to keep all your other callers holding, but this is vitally important to hunting here in Maryland. Here's the long and short of it. Montgomery County government instituted a bow hunting program on county property. A woman from Bethesda, backed by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the animal activist group, provided her an attorney to claim that Montgomery County's deer management program, by using archery tackle, was cruel to animals under the Maryland Cruelty Act. Okay? Well, hunting is exempted from the Animal Cruelty Act. But in this case, they make a case that says, is bow hunting the most humane method for controlling the deer population? And PETA contends it is not. They say the most humane method is shooting them in the head with a sniper rifle, which is what Montgomery does on a lot of their parks. So if the bow hunters lose this case, what does that mean for not only Maryland, Montgomery County, but Maryland in general and bow hunting across the country? If bow hunting is not considered to be the most humane method in Montgomery County, what does that say for bow hunting statewide? Can you imagine, Tom, the General Assembly, the first day of the General Assembly, there's a bill introduced that says bow hunting is cruel, and this case in Montgomery County proves it?
Well, you know how anti-hunters, anti-gun people,
yep,
you know how they work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go for the big prize one bite at a time.
Nope.
Or one big win. They try to nibble around the edges and slowly take your rights away.
Correct.
And if we don't pay attention and get some people to back us at the Maryland Hunting Coalition, it's going to be a sad day in the future.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to get off of here. I know you got some other callers.
Okay. Yes, sir. Appreciate it, buddy.
Talking to you. Keep up the great work.
You got it. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There goes Tom. Okay, we got Bob and Owings Mills. We have Larry and then Glenn. Hang on, guys. We're coming to you all. Bob and Owings Mills, thanks for waiting, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
First time caller.
Well, congratulations. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love the show. A friend of mine got me hooked on it. As a matter of fact, I'm heading down to my brother's shore home now to River Ferris Point. You guys can try to catch the stripers.
Good. Good.
Two things I'd like to mention. I really missed the reports that used to be in the back in the days when Bill Burton had that section in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And gave you some nice information. I really miss having that.
Yeah.
I just wonder why the Sun paper never ever put that in there anymore.
It's a Sun paper.
I know. Okay.
Hey, Bob, if you know the answer, it's not a question, to quote Bill Burton.
You're right. I mean, I put, you know, your show was great. I put you up there with Amy, the great fan. But, you know, but I love to have the information that was out there, you know, years ago.
I got it. Well, you know what? I've been here for years, 29 years, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, Bill Burton and I were partners on the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love watching that, man. I mean, good information. I used to cut out the clipping.
Got it.
You know, save the diagram stuff you put out.
Of course.
But
he was also the behind the scenes editor for Fishing in Maryland as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Kerry DeRussy's publication. Yep.
I did not know that.
Now you do.
I did not know that.
All right, Bob. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for your hold, and I'm sorry, but we got to move on. Call me anytime, though, Bob, when we have a little more time.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
You're a great show. Put me in that muzzleloader contest.
You're in it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. There goes Bob, and we have then Larry and then Glenn.
Hey.
And then, hey, Larry, how are you? What's up?
Oh, not bad. Listen, I'm going to make it short. I'm just in for the contest.
Yep.
So, okay.
That it?
That's it.
Have a great day. Thanks for holding
you
on.
Too.
See you, Larry.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There goes Larry Y. Mills. Okay, Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's good. Going to say hi and all, and enter the contest. And
you're in.
Congratulate you on your impending wedding.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we made some big plans the other day. We went up and booked the room and got the details on where our guests are going to stay. And Robin made a couple appointments. And so, you know, I got a question though. What's with all the ministers up in Garrett County that don't call you back?
I don't know either, man.
Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe they're listening online. Thanks, Glenn. Have a great day.
Right out.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. My buddy Victor. Hey, Vic. How are you, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, you know, I've long been an opponent of the ethical theory that PETA uses to support a supposed moral case.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to be watching this. Get a little more involved. With Pierre, anyway. You know, this is your resident philosopher, by the way.
Oh, I know who we are here. Yeah, you're the resident philosopher. That's right.
All right. So anyway, no, I mean, it's you know, your other caller, when he said they try to get their foot in the door in some little way, and then you know, they're never satisfied, these leftist groups, whether it be PETA or other ones. You know, they just use it to open the door wider and wider and wider. And I think you're right to anticipate the fact that they could see this as an opening.
Sure.
You know, for something larger. So it's something worth keeping an eye on. At any rate, don't want to keep you for long. My brother moved down the Eastern Shore.
Oh, did he? Good.
Pretty soon, you know, maybe it'd be like Yogi Berra, right? He used to say, hey, no, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Yeah, it's too crowded, yeah.
He's moving down the Eastern Shore.
Exactly. Well,
but anyway.
I haven't tilted the conservative balance the other way like some others have done down there. So, hey, I'm going to send you the link to this Bethesda Beat article about the appeals court hearing that case.
Hey, I'd be very interested.
Is your email still the same?
Okay. Yeah, it's still the same.
I got it.
I'll definitely get it.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Victor. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a good man right there. A good man. Let's see here. There's the link. Anybody wants a link to this, you're welcome to email me and ask for it. I'll be more than glad to send you this link. It's to the Bethesda Beat online magazine. It was the yesterday 10/5 or 2 days ago 10/5 that this was published. So if you want to Google that, you can. I've got the link here if you want it. I'll be more than glad to send it to you. But right now we're sending it to Victor. So, yep. And, you know, we did warn the hunting community about this in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. I don't know, maybe a year ago when it first was heard and what the judge said. So now we're going to go through the exercise again. We're going to try and get the transcripts and see what the judges say after the ruling. So, Michael in Nottingham, Maryland. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, a couple questions. One is I wondered if you had any experience with the new DNR phishing apps and how accurate you think they are.
I have not. I have not. No, I will when I start fishing again, but this year is just everything's been put on hold, quite frankly. So
yeah, they measure quite a few variables, so I figure it has to have some validity. You know, I just came in late on this discussion about the hunting thing, and I'm not quite sure, but it just reminds me of something about the politics of fear. Many years ago, I went to Chichen Itza, and what would happen is the upper class, the royalty, would come to the poor people and say, we're going to raise the taxes. When they refused, they would get their astronomers, predicted eclipse, they'd come out and say, we're going to turn the sun off. And then, of course, it works. And both sides work us all the time on that politics of fear. So I think we got to be careful not to get too caught up sometimes and make mountains out of molehills.
Are you talking about my warning on this PETA case?
No, I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that.
All right. Are you a bow hunter, Michael?
I crossbow. I got bad shoulder.
Oh, okay. Well, real simple here. Montgomery County instituted a hunting program on county property, and they were sued by a woman from Bethesda, and her name is Eileen Cohn, C-O-H-H-N. And she's backed by PETA lawyers. And they argue that bow hunting in Montgomery County for deer population is not is cruel under animal cruelty laws. And the court has pretty much said, no, hunting is exempted from the animal cruelty laws. But then they come back and said, but you know what? Bow hunting isn't the most humane method. Now, there you can make an argument. And that's where bow hunters have to be careful. That's where bow hunters have to be careful, okay? Their argument is it's more humane for deer population control to shoot a deer in the head with a sniper rifle than it is to shoot one with a bow and arrow because the deer feel more pain, and they run farther, and they don't die as quickly, and they run across people's yard, and they frighten children, and they run into traffic, and they spread Lyme disease, and they poop on the street, and da-da-da, and everything else that goes along with their emotional arguments, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So, what happens if the court rules that bow hunting is not the most humane method for hunting?
I don't know either,
but it sounds like me. We should probably be a little bit alarmed about it, don't you think?
Okay, yeah, but I mean, I do see some validity in parts of their argument. I've seen more deer laws with people bow hunting than, of course, with a gun.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm just saying in my experience what I've seen.
Okay, but that's your anecdotal experience.
Right.
Okay. I've seen guys shoot at deer running across the field, never follow up on their shots. How do they know they haven't hit that deer fatally and it's laying in the way? You can't say that. You can say it as a personal reference, okay? But we all, if we hunt long enough, I mean, I'm in my 50th year, we will wound an animal that will escape, okay? I have tracked those animals for miles that have been wounded and escaped. Shot with a .30-06. I have tracked those animals shot with a .270 for miles. I have tracked those animals shot with .50 caliber muzzleloader for miles. Seriously, miles, and haven't been recovered. Okay? So right. You can't say that in general, you can only say, in my experience, in my world, I have only lost deer with bow and arrow, or have friends who have lost deer with bow and arrow. But I can tell you, deer are lost with every type of firearm, muzzleloader, bow, crossbow, longbow, mortar, you know, whatever. You're going to lose a deer if you hunt long enough. You're going to strike it in a non-vital spot, and, you know, You think you made a great shot, you track it, you don't find it.
Well, it all depends on the hunter, and then you can't regulate that.
Hey, Michael, it all does not depend on the hunter, okay? Let me give you one example, okay? Started hunting Cecil County years ago, 25 years ago, and I had a beautiful spot, beautiful stand. I knew where the deer traveled, shot a number of deer off this stand, and one day in muzzleloader season, a doe came out right where I wanted her to be, and I shot, and the deer went down, and I said, done deal. Got my pack, got my stuff, and as I was getting out of the stand, the deer got up and ran off. Okay?
I've been there.
Okay, you've been there. All right, well, and now that was with a 50 caliber muzzleloader at about 40 yards, okay? Dead deer. No question about it, dead deer, right? Am I right?
Right.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So I get down out of the stand, and I start tracking the deer. And as I run out, just as I run out of blood, as the deer jumped the creek, deer that were in the area bolted up over this little ridge, okay? And I thought, oh, man, there were three or four deer there. I'm going to go over there and look for blood. Didn't find any. Well, when I stopped at that final drop of blood, down in the woods, I hear boom. I thought, well, good, somebody got lucky because there's plenty of deer here. So I couldn't find a deer after an hour. I go back and I told my buddy, look, I've tracked this deer for an hour. I ran out of blood. And he goes, oh, Eddie killed your deer that you shot in the neck. I said, I didn't shoot a deer in the neck. He said, well, here comes Eddie now in his truck. Let's go look. And here comes Ed with a doe. I said, Ed says, I heard you shoot. And I started looking. He said, this deer came to me like it was on a string and I killed it. I said, great. He said, when I got down, I saw it was shot in the neck. I said, well, that deer laid on the ground for, 5 minutes. I, reloaded the gun and got my pack and climbed down the stand and it's gone when I get there. And he goes, well, he said, here it is. I shot the deer right in the neck and never touched a bone, a blood vessel, or anything, just the muscle tissue in the neck, okay? And that deer ran off. But fortunately, at a good end. And that brings us to a good end of the program. So, all right. Hey, Michael, I've enjoyed our discussion. Okay, buddy?
You too.
Feel free to call anytime. Hope you win that muzzleloader.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there's the music. Did we get all our commercials in? Did we? Really? Okay. Well, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. 242-6108, Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road. And that's on Ken Island, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.